taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. Last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's not over until it's overcome. This is Govern America.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. It's the 16th of August, 2014, as we move rapidly through the broadcast. And we continue on with your phone calls. I hadn't really intended to spend so much time on this, but this seems to really be the big issue of the day at the moment. We have really no shortage of different things happening in the world. Certainly, U.S. unemployment claims again exploded this past week. Six-week high of 311,000 right now. We have more Americans filed new unemployment claims. Benefits last week than expected, but they claim jobless claims continue to hover near pre-recession levels. Oh, really? And how do you determine that when a huge number of these people have fallen off the unemployment rolls and are no longer counted? The Cleveland Plain Dealer says weekly applications for unemployment aid climbed 21,000 to a seasonally adjusted 311,000, the Labor Department said Thursday. The prior week's numbers were revised upward to 290,000 as well. So there you go, folks. Here's your economic recovery chugging right along. But that's okay, because let's have a civil war to distract everybody from their misery. Tell you what, we got the phone stacked. I think we have one open line. We'll take as many calls as we can squeeze in this hour. And if we have time, I'll get to the Brazil stuff that I wanted to cover earlier. Hopefully we can squeeze some of that in as the hour progresses. But I want to keep go ahead and taking calls. Steve in California, you're up next. Go right ahead, sir.
Hi, Darren. How you doing? Great show. Hey,
thank you.
You know, thinking about what's going on here around the country, the Ferguson, Missouri, and what happened in Boston, you know, these could all be like small trials of martial law. As whoever, somebody brought that up earlier. It's quite possible, because, you know, if you put it all together, the puzzle together, the military has started outfitting civilian police forces, you know, last year or so. And so now all this stuff is sitting there, and then they have to have trials, you know, to see if they had panic, they had civil unrest. Can we actually pull this off? Can we contain it? And there's nothing better than to have a trial to make sure, yes, we can. So I think that's a good possibility. Some of that's been manipulated and fabricated to be the way it is, have a violent confrontation, and to see if our civilian police force can actually handle it with all the gear they've been given. That's one thing. And I was listening to some talk radio out of San Francisco yesterday, which really kind of irritated me, but I had to get through it. But there was somebody calling in. This disturbance in Ferguson, and basically making excuses for what was going on, the looting, that was, you know, a symptom of problems with the black community. And to me, you lose your message when you start stealing and looting. If you want to go to the town hall, or you want to go to the police department and peacefully protest what has happened, I have no problem with that. But stealing and looting just pulls away from the whole message of injustice.
And it's further destruction of their own communities.
How many of these vendors are going to come back and say, "Yeah, I'm going to put my business back in this neighborhood again"? No, they're not going to, probably. And you're going to have a ghost town of vacancies of buildings of merchants who say, "I'm not coming back." you stole from me, I'm not coming back. But she made a comment, she started throwing around statistics and said something about in the black community and high school graduation rates that 50% of black males or blacks in general do not graduate high school. And she emphasized that so greatly, and I thought to myself, well, 50% made it through and have gone on to careers at a college or trade schools, whatever. But the emphasis was always placed on these 50% didn't make it, and therefore we must have done something to force them out of the school system, which I don't buy. If the other 50% made it through, hey, they did something right. The others were not interested and decided to get out.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you about the losing your message when you engage in, you know, criminal activity. What these people don't seem to realize, or I don't think they care, that, you know, victimizing other innocent people, namely the business owners that are there, it's not going to bring the kid back, that's for sure, or the teen or whatever he was. The point is, you just got a bunch of hoodlums here that just want to break things and destroy things, and this is a good excuse for them. There's nothing wrong with having flooding people in the streets and having plenty of people protesting as long as those protests are peaceful. And you can, you know, if you want to protest, camp outside the police department, you know, and protest there. There's where you're going to get the most attention. You know, if you're, but keep it peaceful. Because the moment you cross that threshold into something else, then,
well,
like you said...
And you know, the big heads up is, when they start disallowing the press to report or take pictures or even be there, that's a big heads up that something is very wrong with the entire scenario.
Yeah, Manny, I got to say, Nancy is blistering hot. She's way distorted. I don't know what's going on with the phones today, but everything is clipping big time. So if you could bring her down some and kind of watch, I don't know what's happening here, but it seems like our calls and Nancy, everything's being run really hot today.
Yeah,
which is probably why we're having the...
ever since we've been on the air, too. I couldn't even hear you for a whole segment.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We're having communications problems today. Steve, do you have anything else?
No, that's it. Like I said, they've lost the message, and I do think maybe this was a trial. This is what Boston's a trial for martial law.
I would agree with you on that.
And maybe
totally
expect to see another one pop up or another one pop up after that. It's got to be tested and trialed several times in the case that it's going to happen someday, the economic collapse, and it's going to happen.
And there will be more trials.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate the call there. Let's see. I think we have a little time. Let's go to Sovereign Man and Freedom Land. Sovereign Man, go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Nancy, yeah, it's been a while. Nancy, you're right on point, but I really believe that maybe these people were... the mayor had said, made a quote saying that, you know, the people that were involved in the lootings were not in the area. They came from outside the area.
So I heard that,
maybe,
too.
Yeah, maybe these are agents provocateurs that are sent in. But
mm-hmm.
then there's also, I believe, you know, I didn't hear earlier, but I think that John in Tennessee was talking about, you know, the Gwen Wave Network and the cell phone frequencies and directed energy, how I believe that these systems can induce, you know, behavior modification over whole regions, whole areas. And they can induce that sense of fear that make
well,
people...
Well, okay, lose. You know, let me just jump in here for a second.
Yeah.
Because, see, here's the thing. We've been having these riots since before we had cell phones. I would say probably, if anything, that psychotropic drugs probably play a bigger part in the psychosis that's out there in a major way. But I think I really think that there is just this inbred hatred, this racial hatred that's been so instilled in the population that this thing is just boiling beneath the surface at any given time, and they're ready to, it's ready to explode at the slightest trigger.
And so, not to mention the fact that there's just a whole lot of people who are high. A lot of people use recreational drugs every single day, drink every single day, and it's very common in the chronically unemployed.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you get the poorer areas, they're ready to turn into a war zone at any given time. But did you want to hold over the break? Cyberman?
Yes, that would be great.
All right, I'll hold you over. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America on RBN. Don't go away.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. We're talking about the situation in Ferguson, Missouri right now, as we have been during the whole broadcast. And is it a test for martial law? Are they trying to create civil unrest amongst the population? And we have Sovereign Man on the line. Sovereign Man, go ahead and continue with your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I don't want to discount the fact that the frequencies actually affect the fluorine molecule. That's the main chemical or the main molecule that's in the SSRI. They're all based on the fluoride. But if you mind, can I quote an excerpt from Roosevelt?
As long as it's not too long.
Yeah, it says, as regarding the first set of dangers, it behooves us to remember that men can never escape being governed, Either they must govern themselves or they must submit to being governed by others. If from lawlessness to fickleness, from folly or self-indulgence, that's the drugs and alcohol, they refuse to govern themselves, then most assuredly, in the end, they will have to be governed from the outside. They can prevent the need of government from without only by showing that they possess the power of government from within. A sovereign cannot make excuses for his failures. A sovereign must accept the responsibility for the exercise of the power that inheres in him, and where, as is true in our republic, the people are sovereign. Then the people must show a sober understanding and sane and steadfast purpose if they are to be preserved that orderly liberty upon which as a foundation every republic must rest.
Thank you.
All right. Yep, that's right. So govern yourself and then govern them. Thank you, Sovereign Man. Appreciate it. Got to move on. Let's go to Dave in Florida. Dave, you're up next.
I'm in California. Is this the right one?
Dave, are you Dave?
Yeah, but I heard
okay,
Florida.
All right. Well, maybe we got the state wrong. Go ahead.
Okay, anyways, yeah, did you see that speech with that one black guy? I don't know if he's from Missouri, but he was just blasting out. He was just, it's about a six-minute thing, epic rant on the Ferguson thing. That if you print that in, you can see him. He's just awesome. He's just like saying, hey, enough with these marches and looting the town and all this crap that black people need to change. Every people need to change, but he's just talking about his own people there, and it's really good. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see it.
So it's awesome. Just put, rant against, black man rants against Ferguson. That should get you into YouTube right there.
Okay.
But anyways, the other thing is where I live in this small town in Northern California, yesterday I saw this this two big like truck and with peace, be the change you want to be. And I go, who the hell is this person? So I came back and visited him, and this black guy came out, and he was he had a speakers on top of it, and I have hand drums. I started playing music, and it was just so, he said he went through all the anger stuff and all that stuff, but he just, like, it was so inspiring to see someone all these people started coming around. He was getting clothes and money and stuff like that for people down the Hopi Nation. He's going to end up down there somewhere in Arizona. And it was just so inspiring that there was people like that. If there's enough people like that, and instead of just we're going to be angry at each other and hate each other, it's so stupid, but whatever.
You know, it was so weird because I saw all of these pictures from Ferguson of all of these very young people. Half of them were shirtless, because I'm assuming it was hot there, looting and stealing and doing all kinds of stuff. What do they think they're going to face with soldiers and military weapons pointed at them?
I know.
What do they expect eventually is going to happen? Because I can tell you what eventually is going to happen. They're going to unload.
Yeah, that's right.
You should really see that must-watch thing. I mean, do you want to play like 15 seconds of it to give you a taste of the guy thing?
No, I don't have time for that.
Okay,
listen,
no problem.
I got to move on. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Lots of Steves today. Go ahead, Steve.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
I was... I agree with the point of the other Steve that it could be a training situation. I think that they've done that before. But
yeah, I think all of us really kind of agree with that.
Yeah. I was going to say I believe though it's just another it's a type of a false flag, but it's also a typical strategy that these people use to take our minds off of other issues. I believe, but it's also at the same time its own false flag. And,
so it's a training exercise. How else are all of these law enforcement officers these former police officers going to learn to use all of their military equipment?
Right. Well, I believe that right, and I think that you know, you have people taking advantage of the situations like Sharpton and others, and they have through the years. They have their agendas, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were hired guns, in a sense, by the feds, the globalists, this new Black Panther Party. They may even be hired to cause.
Yeah, they're probably CIA.
Yeah,
you know, for
yeah.
all we know, more than likely they're COINTELPRO, you know.
Yeah.
And, very well co-opted. I'm sure that that's more than likely the case.
But I just think that over the years, you know, you get used to seeing, or as people's eyes are opened, and I think more people's eyes are being opened to seeing the strategies. You know, I always say SOS, same old stuff, but we can say same old strategy.
Mm-hmm.
By these people, and it comes down
to... If you want to see the strategy, look at Iraq.
Right, right. Other, yeah. And,
undoubtedly another CIA operation going on there.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure the Islamic State, as it's called...
Talk about divide and conquer. My goodness.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Another CIA op.
And just basically the tyranny versus the people.
Mm-hmm.
It played out in this particular way at this time in this particular town, but I guess it's a sign of the things to come.
Yep. Well, we got to keep be ready. I guess that's the only message I can really disseminate amongst this audience is everyone needs to be prepared because
right.
we have a very uncertain future in every shape, way, and form. Thank
yeah.
you, Dave.
And
appreciate
every...
the call, sir.
Big city.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was Steve. I apologize.
Small town like Ferguson.
Yeah, that was Steve. All right, let's move on to from one Steve to the other Steve. This is Steve in Colorado. Go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry, I'm calling in again. Yeah, I wanted to respond to the other caller before about the capitalism, how he's blaming capitalism. And maybe he's going to college too much, and he's being socially programmed to the core where you no longer could, or very hard to deprogram the college mentality when they get out. You know, mommy and daddy, or they really worked really hard to get in college. God forbid, you're talking out of their box, and no, they can't be wrong. You see, they have that mentality, whatever they've been taught in college. Oh, no, no, I can't be wrong. But, you see, I mean, if you, I don't know if you guys know anything about Trading with the Enemy Act, and D.C.
Yeah.
is 10 miles square. It's its own country, and in the 14th Amendment has a lot to do with the District of Columbia Act, is what I've started to learn within the 6 months of this year, which is pretty informative when you start looking back. They are at war with the people that consented into this corporate constitution,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. The average American doesn't realize that they were declared the enemy by the government. So it really is a declared war. It's just that we, the vast majority of us, don't know it's been declared against us. Hey, listen, I got to move on. Thank you so much for your calls. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America on RBN. Final half hour straight ahead.
Stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
And we're back. This is Government America. Final half hour here as we continue with the phone calls. Chris in Las Vegas is up next. Chris, go right ahead, sir.
Well, good morning, Darren and Nancy.
A good afternoon.
Indeed. I have some perspectives that may slip many's notice in the Ferguson situation, and that is really it's more emblematic and symptomatic of a cancer that has grown and is consuming this country and driving it to its death. And that is this legal pretense of thinking that lying is a particular legal right that the bar disquires and the officers of the court presume they have.
Mm-hmm.
I've recently uncovered several cases that claim, likely by political activists masquerading as judges, that it's okay for police to lie in any situation except, in quotations, within court, although we know that they habitually do and they're unreliable witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
But the spinning of stories into these false narratives to cast the most politically advantageous point of view on any situation, and the political activism of the judiciary and the prosecution under what is deemed the prosecutorial discretion or judicial discretion, which apparently is godlike powers to decide to or not to prosecute or to convict, is really the core of the destruction of this country, in my estimation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that there's a good cause to believe that. You know, the problem is, you know, when we start issuing titles of nobility to the lawyers, there's where you get into trouble. You know, when you start allowing lawyers and bar officials to run your government and your court systems and your legislatures and all lawmaking bodies, and, you know, Congress too, there's where you run into problems. So it looks to me like that's the first place people need to start trying to work.
Yeah, the ruling elite.
What's that, Nancy?
It's called the ruling elite.
Mm-hmm.
They are not representatives of the people. They never have been. They're representatives of themselves.
That's it.
And their power.
Go ahead, Chris.
She's precisely correct. This is the age-old Pharisaic or Sumerian-Babylonian form of divide and conquer. Another version of the Hegelian dialectic, where we create a false paradigm to divide the masses to make them more easily assailable on their reduced size forces on both sides, polarization. And this is what's happening precisely there in Ferguson. You've got two different entities, you've got different agencies fighting over who's got authority over it. Nobody's in charge, and the
I think somebody's in charge.
Well, and these were standard military tactics 1,000 years ago. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, people.
Well, a critical differentiation between military and militancy should be made, because military implies an orderly form of the limited application of force versus an unlimited, abusive, and tyrannical form of chaos under the militant aspect, which is what we're seeing in this country by these private foreign corporate mercenaries masquerading as public servants.
Yep, okay. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Good input.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, I'll take one more call, and that's Renee in North Carolina. And then I've got some things I want to cover real quick before we go off the air. Renee, go right ahead.
Well, Rob really nailed it, but there's been some backsliding since then. You know, there, I'm looking at an article right now. There was another killing of another teenager, white this time, because he couldn't hear him because he had earbuds in his ears listening to music, and they gunned him down. So the people that are trying to make this racial need to stop it right now. You know who's guarding the shops over there in Ferguson? I sent you the link. It's not the cops. It's the protester citizens, because as Rob pointed out, the feds are sending in agitators. The
we actually mentioned that on the show. I guess you didn't catch it. But,
yeah, I know. But there's been some calls that have been backsliding into racial stuff. The new Black Panthers, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, those are all feds. And you know what would be a great crowdfunding thing? If somehow we could get together, we need to send in some black people that they can trust and we trust, like Cynthia McKinney and Larry Pinkney, okay, that can, some honest black people. But like you say, they're bussing in people, and the thing is, some people are losing sight of the fact that the feds are instigating this. And I would beg Rob to try to find the time to call into every show, because he nailed it.
Yeah. Well, I know I've heard him on other shows, and I know he does that. So, listen, Renee, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, and you're absolutely right. Certainly, shop owners, this is why you need guns, too, by the way. You know, as this kind of thing breaks out in your city, you don't want to be without protection. That's the bottom line. And this is another example as to why we need to guard the Second Amendment and our rights that are acknowledged in the Constitution anyway. I won't say the guaranteed, because nothing is guaranteed in this world today. I mean, if you're not willing to stand and fight for it, you're going to lose it. And that's the bottom line.
That's right.
In the waning moments of the broadcast, I did want to cover a few things here. I mentioned the unemployment numbers earlier. Market Watch is reporting U.S. inflation accelerates sharply in second quarter. Inflation as measured by the Federal Reserve's Preferred Price Index surged in the second quarter to the highest annual rate in 3 years. Again, folks, you're buying
power
going down. Exactly. They're stealing from you in every way, shape, and form. Inflation is theft.
Then they're bringing in, oh, by the way, at least 30,000 more young people from Central America, just Central America, this year.
Yep.
That they actually made an announcement of.
Yeah, and then we have the BRICS. You know, with the inflation going on, certainly the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are working to set up their BRICS bank. They have set it up. Certainly, the leader of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff, she's up for re-election, I guess, in this October. They just had a plane crash which has killed one of the officials, one of the people running for the election there in Brazil. And
for
I think this
presidency.
Is pretty interesting. What's that?
For the presidency.
Yeah, running for the presidency. One of the candidates, and in fact, his running mate, Silva, her name is something Silva, she was supposed to be on the plane too. In fact, she's very, evidently very popular amongst the people, according to what I've been reading. I find it very interesting that, and I don't support LaRouche, don't get me wrong, but his political action committee had some very interesting things to say on the website about this Dilma Rousseff, in light of the fact that she was instrumental in holding the BRICS summit, as it's called, last month, setting up the BRICS bank, which would be a challenging bank to the Federal Reserve System. Now she's been in the crosshairs, understandably, of the Rothschilds. LaRouche writes, the British monarchy's campaign to block the re-election of President Dilma Rousseff in the Brazilian presidential elections this October stepped up big time after the historic breakthroughs made at the July 15th to 16th BRICS summit, which President Rousseff hosted. With the presidential race tightening, the British monarchy's flagship Spanish bank, Banco Santander, which is now the leading foreign bank in Brazil, sent out a message to its select clientele in its July newsletters titled You and Your Money, which warned that if Rousseff consolidates a winning position in the polls, stocks will fall, interest rates will rise, and the country will enter into recession. After Folha de São Paulo published a facsimile of the note on July 25th, Santander rushed to issue a public denial that the Santander message reflected the views of the bank. Rousseff's leading opponent, Governor Aécio Neves, was handpicked as a candidate by Lord Jacob Rothschild's leading agent in Brazil, Mario Garnero. The Lord calls Garnero his fourth son. A second dark horse candidate, Eduardo Campos, has chosen as his running mate the leading politician in Brazil of Prince Philip's WWF, Marina Silva. Now, one of the things, in fact, that dark horse, that term dark horse that they used to describe Campos, it has actually a meaning. I'll talk about this a little bit more on the other side of the break. This is, I think, very important, folks. So stay with us. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be back in about 4 minutes on Govern America.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today.
That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, we're on the home stretch of the broadcast as we continue on here with the sunset of the program. I was talking before the break a little bit about what's been going on in Brazil right now. Their elections are just around the corner, and the British monarchy and the royals would love to be able to get the leader of Brazil out of there. The president, Dilma Rousseff, who, by the way, has Marxist socialist roots. However, in recent days, she's come away from that. Well, I shouldn't say recent days. Those are the days of her youth. She was more of a revolutionary type, and she has emerged from that and changed her opinion on a lot of things. And now her opinion lately has been that the United States hegemony over the rest of the world should not continue. And she's teamed up with Putin and, you know, the other BRICS countries, China, Russia, South Africa, to come up with this BRICS bank, which would challenge U.S. dollar hegemony, going all the way back to the Bretton Woods Agreement after World War II. So this would be a devastating situation for the dollar. This would be a devastating situation for the United States. And, we can connect it with what's going on right now in Ferguson, Missouri, because I can see a day in the not-too-distant future. If the dollar collapses and people's money buying power is no more, they can't get food at the stores. The food would probably maybe be at the stores, but if you can't afford it, what good is it? Unless, of course, you break in there and start stealing it. And I can see that being the case. Already we've covered on this broadcast how in Detroit, when the food delivery trucks arrive, there are armed guards guarding the food delivery at the stores in Detroit, certain parts of Detroit anyway. They used to be middle-class neighborhoods. And this was Detroit, reported in the Detroit papers, by the way. So this isn't something I just am giving to you secondhand. This is actual newspaper stuff. Anyway, so we see that they were calling this Eduardo Campos a dark horse candidate. Now, if you look up dark horse, that's an actual term, which means a candidate or competitor about whom little is known, but who unexpectedly wins or succeeds. Except that for one thing, this Campos won't succeed, nor will he win, because he's dead. He just died in a plane crash. They claim he flew into bad weather. Well, I don't know what that means. Maybe it was just raining outside. But here we see from the Washington Post, candidate's sudden death transforms Brazil's race. They say, actually, this is an Associated Press article from just 2 days ago. Brazil's political landscape was being redrawn Thursday, a day after a small plane crash killed a top presidential candidate, possibly complicating President Dilma Rousseff's effort to win re-election in October. So, I can't say that there's a smoking gun here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, but I do know that plane crashes tend to be one of the CIA's favorite way of doing away with their opponents. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this. Silva was supposed to be on the flight with him, and for some reason at the last moment didn't go. But this would be taking him completely out of the race, and her, if she had went on that flight as she was originally supposed to, which would leave the Rothschild's candidate right in there, handpicked. So we'll just have to see what comes out of that. Very interesting. But I think we need to be careful. I think we need to watch what is going on around the periphery of these BRICS countries, Nancy. Because I come back again to MH17. We haven't really talked about this much because everything else has been pushing on us. But this crashing of MH17 is kind of important. If I had had time, we would have played audio from the State Department about this. Because, again, the State Department, the U.S. federal government, is doing its best to try to blame all of this stuff on Vladimir Putin, you know, continually building up and making the case in the minds of the American people that Russia is now evil, Vladimir Putin is now evil, and we have to, you know, position ourselves into a position where we're hostile with each other, which provides the powder keg for war.
Yep.
Keep in mind, whenever your economy is in the toilet,
war
isn't far behind.
Yep.
And now we have the Russians came out, when the State Department came out with their statement, much of it classified. They wouldn't release the information. They're just saying, well, this came from the Russian-backed separatists. So believe us. Never mind the fact that we're not going to release any evidence that it came from the Russian-backed separatists. It's all classified. But trust us. You know, and meantime, the Russians came out with a very good analysis of this. You can get to it on YouTube. I think it's about 20 minutes to a half hour long, in which they produce radar, where you could see the blip from the flight on the radar, and then another blip appears from that flight. So in other words, it appears what really was going on is that there was a fighter jet that was evidently shadowing the passenger jet that was shot down. Now, why is this important, and why am I bringing this up now? Because apparently the Prime Minister of India wasn't far behind. So the question is, was this a case of mistaken identity? Let me see if I can find my audio here. tell you what, let me play this for you, since I don't have time to go through all the audio I have.
On Ukraine? Based on the intelligence information that you released yesterday and what you have been saying today, it looks like it was a case of mistaken identity by the Ukrainian separatists that hit the Malaysian plane.
That's not what they said at all.
That's what you are concluding, right?
No, that's not what I said either.
Okay, I should have set this up better. What you're hearing here is Marie Harf at the State Department and a reporter asking her a question about this MH17, the downing of this jet.
Said, we don't know yet the intentions of the people who fired the SA-11 from the pro-Russian separatist-controlled territory. We just don't know what their intentions are.
So my question
they may have been targeting a civilian airliner, they may have been targeting a Ukrainian fighter jet, which they've done over a dozen times now. Either way, they're clearly trying to kill people with an SA-11.
So when the Malaysian Airlines was passing through that part, there were some other passenger planes which were crossing that area, including one of Air India, which was around 25 miles away from the Malaysian planes, and a plane carrying Indian Prime Minister was passed around 1 hour before that. Do you know from intelligence information that any of these planes could have been a target or could have been hit by this missile?
I haven't heard that.
Can you check?
I can check.
Okay.
I haven't heard it, though. Ukraine?
Hadn't heard that. But here's the deal, folks. It's true. From the Hindu, officials say they have no information of any Indians on board the ill-fated MH17 flight that crashed over Ukraine on Thursday. And, of course, this has been quite a few Thursdays ago now. I think it was last month. However, Prime Minister Modi's flight could possibly have been in the same corridor as MH17 just a short while later. MH17 came down at Torez, some 40 kilometers from the Russian border in Ukraine after going off the radar at 1320 GMT. The PMs, the Prime Minister's flight, Air India 001, took off from Frankfurt at 1122 GMT, and the flight time to Donetsk would have been approximately 3 hours. That would have put him right over the Ukraine flight information region about an hour later. So the guy who is involved in helping to set up the BRICS bank, ladies and gentlemen, then there's also speculation, too, about Vladimir Putin. He evidently took that same flight as well. So this is why I wanted to bring up this issue and say, watch what happens around the BRICS. Watch what happens with these people that are involved in this process. Because whenever somebody starts challenging the U.S. dollar, in the past anyway, they haven't lasted long. We're out of time, Nancy.
I know. It's so sad. Never enough.
God bless you, folks. Thanks to all the callers, everyone participating. We'll just hang together, keep it all together, keep going, keep reaching out, keep talking to people. Never, ever, ever let the other side intimidate you into silence. If you do, then the terrorists, and they are the terrorists, have won. Spread the word about the network, support the network, and pray for this republic and do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.